I want to call your attention in our call to worship today to Titus chapter 2 and verse 1 as a kind of an admonition as we have entered into the new year. Verse 1 says, "But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine." In other words, what adorn sound doctrine. In another passage in Galatians, it talks about that our speech should always be seasoned with grace. And as Paul was writing to Titus here in this particular passage, he's encouraging him as a leader there, as he ministers to the folks at Crete, that he makes sure that his speech, as he speaks to the folks, that he communicates what adorns sound doctrine, biblical doctrine, that which is truth. And you know, that's a good admonition to take into this new year. So many times we can get diverted, and our speech patterns more emulate the world than they do the Bible. Now, I'm not speaking about the fact that we should go around and speak in thou and thee and all that stuff. I'm not talking about, you know, Elizabethan English. I'm talking about the fact that we should be so saturated with the Word of God that our natural propensity as we speak to each other, our natural propensity as we communicate on the phone, as we're online with individuals, is to communicate that which becomes or adorns the Lord Jesus Christ and His Word. Don't you think that's an honorable thing? If we can spend all of our time talking about money and things and materialism and what's going on with the weather, and we don't adorn the Lord Jesus Christ, don't bring honor and glory to Him, then we wasted that time. That's basically frivolous. Mrs. Schmitz was telling me about how that she was so thankful that when she got to see her sister this past summer, that she took time to sit down with her and to question her and to communicate with her the Word of God. She was not able to do that when she passed away back a week or so ago, but she was so thankful that she was able to do that, and she said, "I made a point to make sure that I gave a gospel tract to all of my relatives, made sure that they had one, so that they would know a clear gospel presentation." This is what we're talking about. Our speech should be adorning the truth of the doctrines of God's Word. And what an important thing to take into this new year, that we confirm in our own hearts that every contact that we have, that we try to make a point of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we try to draw the conversation toward the Lord Jesus Christ, not away from Him to the world. The world's language and the world's talk will not help one soul. But the Word of God, the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, will transform a soul and bring them to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Wouldn't that be far better? As Titus was encouraged, "Speak thou the things which become sound doctrine."